With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The government shutdown is still, well, a shutdown, and the political wrangling and name-calling continuing.
It's only because he's scared of his left flank, and he's genuflecting to the left wing of the Democratic Party, and that's what's literally driving this shutdown.
Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan describing Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. Sullivan also says many of his Democratic colleagues over in the Senate are very unhappy with their colleagues for the shutdown.
Most of the Democrat senators I talk to are ticked about this. They can't say it publicly, but this is a left-wing Schumer shutdown that benefits nobody.
Americans, meanwhile, getting more of an understanding about what a shutdown can do.
The government shutdown will deprive policymakers and investors of economic data vital to their decision-making at a time of unusual uncertainty about the direction of the U.S. economy. The absence will be felt almost immediately, as the government's monthly jobs report, scheduled for release Friday, will likely be delayed. A weekly report on the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits that is typically published on Thursdays was postponed. If a U.S. government shutdown goes on long enough, it could cause travel plan headaches, leading to longer airport wait times, flight delays, and even cancellations. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Berkshire Hathaway purchasing Occidental Petroleum's chemical division for $9.7 billion in what may be one of the last big deals of Warren Buffett. He was not mentioned anywhere in materials released by Berkshire Hathaway, seemingly signaling the passing of the torch to Greg Abel. Berkshire's cash pile has steadily grown for years, hitting $344 billion. This is SRN News. An avowed atheist is attacking the left. George Williams explains.
Comedian Bill Maher is well known for his atheism, but even he is outraged by the silence on the left over the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. On a recent Real Time with Bill Maher program, he said, "I'm not a Christian, but they're systematically killing the Christians in Nigeria. They've killed over 100,000 since 2009. They've burned 18,000 churches. These are the Islamists, Boko Haram. Where are the kids protesting this?" George Williams, SRN News.
1 year after seeking to reorganize its depleting finances in U.S. bankruptcy court, the Vermont Roman Catholic Diocese struggling to cover $1.5 million in legal bills. Under federal law, an institution requesting Chapter 11 protection must pay attorney fees not only for itself, but recognized creditors. This is SRN News. Well, the White House calling on 9 major universities to support Trump priorities in exchange for access to federal money.
This week's letter to the universities asks them to sign an agreement committing them to accept the government's definition of gender and apply it to campus bathrooms, locker rooms, and women's sports teams. It also asks colleges to stop considering race, gender, and other demographics in the admissions process. In return, schools would have priority access to funding and the White House. The schools are Vanderbilt, the universities of Arizona, Pennsylvania, Southern California, Texas, and Virginia, Dartmouth College, MIT, and Brown University. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In England, a Syrian man driving a car into several people outside a synagogue then began stabbing them. 2 of them were killed, 3 others wounded. Later, officers shot and killed the suspect. More details at srnnews.com.